11th of December 2008, the new government. The new government was sworn in on Tuesday. All MPs had to swear their allegiance to the Queen. This was done in pairs, alphabetically. So John Key and Annette King swore at the same time. Then the Governor-General read the speech from the throne. If the Queen is in New Zealand, then she reads the speech. But the Governor-General is the representative of the Queen, so he read it. It took about 45 minutes. It was very long. And in the speech, he talked about, my government will do this, my government will do that. The speech was written by the national government, and the Governor-General read it on behalf of the national government. It is his government. He's actually approved it now. So it was a long speech, nothing new really, all the things that we already had heard during election campaigning. Then straight after that, there was the debate on that speech, which was expected, in which the opposition said, of course, a lot of these things were not good for New Zealand. And now the House is in urgency, and that means that they work quite late because they want to pass a lot of that new legislation, those new laws, before Christmas. And then they talked about the first 100 days, which is really a term that the presidential system in the United States talks about, the first 100 days of the president. So anyway, during their first 100 days, they want to pass laws about many of the things that they promise during the election campaign. Now, two of the things that have already happened, one was to make the drug Herceptin available to women who need it for breast cancer for 12 months instead of the 9 weeks that Pharmac had already funded. Now, this was quite a controversial item because it's going to cost many millions of dollars. And some people say that the only reason that the drug company is in favour of 12 months is because, of course, they make more money and they don't really do much research on the 9-week option. And the other problem with the government going ahead and giving the approval for funding Herceptin is that they didn't use the agency Pharmac, which is a government agency consisting of doctors who know quite a bit about how drugs work. And so the government has bypassed Pharmac and thereby set a precedent, which means that other people wanting certain drugs for other kinds of cancer or other health problems will also be pushing the government to fund it directly instead of going through Pharmac. The other thing that has been passed today, or maybe it was yesterday, was the law in which the government is going to bring in tax cuts beginning in April next year. Interestingly enough, the tax cuts are going to benefit those in the higher income brackets, those who earn more than $40,000. And people in the lower income bracket will actually pay more tax than they have done in the past. This seems quite surprising. And the Labour Party was very quick to point this out. So the government will be meeting in the next 2 weeks, and in order to rush through many of these other laws that they have promised.